Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research. The Sunday Roast presents 12 stocks for the 12 days of Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to the 12 stocks for the 12 days of Christmas. Today we're joined by Sean Day, ND of Greatland Gold. Merry Christmas, Sean.
Merry Christmas, Kevin and Phil, and thank you for having me on the roast again.
Yeah, so how's life treating you in the Southern Hemisphere? You had a good Christmas so far?
Yeah. Look, I've had a few Northern Hemisphere Christmases, but Christmas down here is delightful. It's a combination of Christmas, New Year, and our summer holidays, but it is warm. But it's great nonetheless. It's a beautiful time of the year.
Absolutely. So should we have a look at 2023 year in review for Greatland? Many have her on exploration and development updates, including debt funding. Also entered into a farming and joint venture agreement with global mining group Rio Tinto, securing access to highly prospective tenure. Drilling completion at Paterson South Project, Ernest Giles land access agreement and commencement of drilling at Ernest Giles. Nickel prospectivity at Panorama, plus all the excitement of the Newcrest takeover. And then just recently, the Havieron mineral resource estimate update, which saw resources increase to 8.4 million ounces, an additional 2 million ounces effectively. Does it feel like one of the busiest years for you so far, Sean?
Look, I think 2023 has been a tremendous year. It sets the table for a brilliant 2024. But look, there's been something for everyone in 2023. Yeah, as I think you gave a good summary there, but from an exploration point of view, we entered the a massive joint venture which we manage with Rio Tinto, and we're their partner of choice. We found that nickel opportunity. We got on to Ernest Giles, which been a 5-year process. So we're really celebrating that, and we're really looking forward to sharing the outcome or the assays from that with shareholders when we get them in the new year. Resource geology, huge tick. We're so excited about the very recent announcement of the 8.4 million ounces. The ore body just, it's a beast. And it continues to grow at the same rate it was growing 2 years ago. And then Havieron, we've continued to make progress. I think we're kind of 80-ish% through the decline now. We're dewatering, depressurizing that lower contained aquifer as we speak. We're getting in the ventilation, the fans, the pipe work. So we're using this time really well to get in place items on the critical path. And we think we understand the future opportunity there better than we ever have. So there really has been something for everyone this year, and as I say, it sets us up for a tremendous opportunity in 2024.
So yeah, we've had an exciting year with a bit of instability over the takeover of the huge majors basically, but now that's all completed. Your share price went on one hell of a run from maybe 6p to 11p, settled back down now to the mid 8s, which now seems very reasonably priced, to say the least. And one of the reasons why we've chosen you again as one of our stocks of 2024, you did have a positive return in 2023, which is to be applauded considering the market we've been in, that you actually went up in 2023. What's your expectations in 2024? We want a price, not a money joke.
So look, one thing I don't want to let pass is, we really appreciate being included in the 12 stocks of Christmas. It's great to get that recognition because you work really hard all year and it's, you've got to take the wins. Look, I think we're set up for success. It really echoes a little bit my response to Phil, where from an exploration point of view, I think the optionality in that portfolio is clearly higher than it's ever been before. We've got the ground package in Paterson is an order of magnitude bigger. We're onto something pretty interesting in the Paterson, and Ernest Giles, as you guys know, has been my top pick in the portfolio since I arrived. So finally being able to drill that is tremendous. So we feel the optionality around that is as good as it's ever been. We feel our ability to deliver Havieron in 2024 is as good as it's ever been. We should be getting into the top of the ore body. And then if I take that back to the three pillars of our strategy, one is delivering an expanded Havieron. I've spoken to that. Two is continuing to invest in the drill bit. I've spoken to that. And then three is looking for opportunistic growth. And we're able to do that with the Rio Tinto transaction this year. And again, we think there's opportunity in the Paterson and beyond for us in 2024. And having the platform we do, being seen as having this high quality asset by our peer group, I think gives us great opportunity to look at ways to, in a financially disciplined way, to add, augment value into our stock in 2024. And plus, you've started to see that just with the inflow of institutional investors. You know, we've had a few pullbacks, but that's really just been a green light for buying from those institutional funds. And I think retail investors should really be excited about that, because they create this base load of buying, which over time will reduce the volatility and help our trajectory upwards.
Yep. And what do you see as the main catalyst for growth within Greatland Gold then in 2024? You know, what are you looking forward to, maybe first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, that will be, yes, we've achieved this goal, we've achieved this goal, we've achieved this goal. I mean, I'm quite excited about some of the drill results that are going to be coming. I think, you know, and this is not Havieron, this is other assets. I think, you know, you are based right now as an absolutely wonderful gold copper play, when we're just coming into a time where I believe, you know, we're going to see serious upticks in those particular metals.
Yeah, look, I think we are really catalyst rich in 2024. You know, part of the story of 2023, if I talk it in two halves, was the removal of uncertainty. I think the Newcrest bid created that uncertainty. And as that got resolved, you saw the positive reaction. I think 2024, you know, has a high number of catalysts, but a number of them are about removing uncertainty. So I love the optionality in the drill results, and you're right, it's about the exploration upside in 2024. We come out with the PFS study, we hit the top of the ore body, that perhaps brings us to first ore, or albeit development ore, all in 2024, and I think that's just going to be hugely celebrated, certainly by the internal team, but I would like to think by our shareholders as well. So it's this de-risking, it's this achievement, because it's been a slow burn. You know, we started the decline in box cut in February 2021. I appreciate that's a long time, but it's worth getting down to a 8.4 million ounce ore body growing. And the other catalyst I'd love to mention, I think astutely you included it in your question, is the product mix, gold and copper. It's one of the attractions for me of joining Greatland. I can't think of a better product mix. Gold had all these factors why it shouldn't have had a good first half of 2023 with inflation and interest rates going up. You're now seeing interest rates starting to be forecast to level off or falling. Inflation in the UK just came out with a low number, which I think is supportive of that narrative. You've got global instability, which doesn't look like going away. You've got a huge number of globally important elections in 2024. You know, that kind of environment supports the geopolitical elements of gold, but plus you've got central bank buying being a huge support. And then copper, look, I've been a copper bull every year. It's never quite taken off the way I expect to, but there's a lot of upside to copper right now, and it's great to have that at 20 to 25% of the portfolio. So I think there's also some really good pricing headwinds that support not just Greatland, but our peer group into 2024.
Yeah, I think in terms of copper, it has actually moved up on the annual basis, but literally only a tick. Whereas at the start of the year, we were really looking at copper going to 9,000 plus, and it settled back down really to 8,000. But we're on a bit of a run here. We've gone from, I think, the 7.5 to maybe the 8,500 per ton of copper. And, you know, we've got all sorts of predictions about copper being 15,000 per ton, maybe not next year. But, I mean, copper could be the new gold.
Well, there's no better way to play the electrification of the economy, and not just EVs, but just across that whole transition to renewables. Copper is going to be just a huge baseline requirement of that. And you don't have to pick the successful technology. And that, so you don't have to think about what the composition of future batteries will be. All of them will use copper wiring. And that's the huge just attraction and the GDP growth and electrification growth exposure of copper. I think from a medium term view, it's great to have in your portfolio. We are one of the relatively rare Australian gold stories to have gold and copper. And we love it in the product mix. You know, we've got a lot of gold. That's our mainstay. But diversification outperforms over time. And we love that diversification.
Very good. Sean, my Christmas question to you is, where's the most crazy, exotic place you've ever spent Christmas Day?
That's a good one. I had planned to tell you what I was eating. So this is thrown me. But
that's my question. That's mine. So bear that one in mind.
So I think it might be Eugene, Oregon, which is a little bit off the beaten track. But for those that follow NCAA sport, is the Oregon Ducks. My father did his master's there. So we lived in Eugene for a while, which is a small university town in the state of Oregon, albeit it has a top six football program and normally a very good basketball program as well. So Phil Knight's the founder of Nike, is an alumni there, and the sports facilities there I think would make a professional team envious. So, but Eugene was a great space, a great place to spend some time as a kid.
I'm taking that was a white Christmas.
It was a white Christmas. The northwest of the states was certainly wet, if not white as well.
Yeah, indeed. Very nice.
What is your guilty pleasure? You know, every this time of year, we probably overindulge a little bit too much on Christmas Day. What is your guilty pleasure? Maybe a food you don't eat normally during the year, but you have it once a year at Christmas.
Well, there's two elements. For me, well, perhaps three, actually, if I include my guilty pleasures. The Christmas ham and potato salad. The potato salad for me is the big ticket item. And in terms of post-Christmas, a Christmas ham potato salad sandwich is top draw.
That sounds interesting. That I've never had a potato salad.
The carbs, and some meat.
Yeah, a little bit of protein.
Do yourself a favor, Phil. Get into that this Christmas, and you can That's send right. me the thank you note afterwards. Yeah. And the guilty pleasure, which is quite Australian, so I decided I'd add it, is the we'll normally have a pavlova afterwards. You've already eaten more than you've ever eaten for any other meal for the rest of the day. And then you eat that because it tastes nice. So that's definitely the guilty pleasure.
And then you go and burn it off with a walk or a run. You look like you keep yourself fit. Do you do a bit of a jog afterwards on Boxing Day, maybe?
Maybe Boxing Day. Christmas Day is probably written off. But guys, I normally run a bit. And I must say, I've had a horrifically unfit into 2023. So no surprises or no prizes for guessing that my New Year's resolution is going to be to put running shoes on again. So we'll see.
That should become what I call non-negotiable. So you do that every day as a habit.
Non-negotiable. There's no such thing as non-negotiable.
Fitness for me now is non-negotiable. Every day, meditation, fitness, non-negotiable.
I've lost 9 kilograms in the last 9 weeks.
It's done well.
Oh, Kevin, well, you're looking sharp, But Phil, you ham and potato salad, and I'll confirm how many runs I've got for it. We'll compare that.
Now, I've got to ask the question about this potato salad. What are we talking about when we're talking about potato salad? Because for me, it has to have onions in it, has to have some mustards as part of it.
Chives.
It's what more the chives than the pure onion. So mine's a pretty simple recipe. The potatoes, sour cream, mayonnaise, yeah, bit of bacon.
Bacon in there.
Yeah, that's good, but not a huge amount. And some parsley and chives. It's a simple but a goodie.
And are we talking like mashed potato consistency, or are we talking about chunks of potato?
No, we're talking slightly al dente, if I can use that, for potato. So it's not like a mash. It's they have a texture to them that you know you're eating potatoes.
So we're talking a monster lumpy sandwich here, obviously.
Oh, yeah. No, this is an undertaking, Kevin. You're not going to be losing 9 kilos if you're having one of these.
That you are definitely going to be exercising your jaws when you stick this in your gob, as we say in Liverpool.
Yeah, you probably lose weight. You probably use as much energy to eat it as you do to...
weight loss regime, yeah, eating while you're eating. I like it.
Good way to look at it.
Very good. We thank you for all the time that you've given us. We thank you for all the great information that you've transmitted to the listeners. And we look forward to speaking to you more in 2024.
Kevin and Phil, thank you again for having me on The Roast. I appreciate being in the 12 stocks of Christmas and enjoy the engagement every time. So all the best. Merry Christmas to you both and also everyone listening in, and of course our shareholders, but really appreciate it.
Sean Day, MD of Greatland Gold, thanks very much for your time.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net